The director of the Flickerfest Film Festival, there's a lot of F's in there, Festival Director Bronwyn Kidd is on the phone. G'day, Bronwyn.
Oh, hey, Danae. Great to talk to you.
I feel like this time of year comes around so quickly. How does it work for you? You must never really stop looking for films to screen.
No, look, it's an all-year event for us. Flickerfest is 32 years old. We had 3,200 entries, so as you can imagine, Danae,
wow,
that's a lot of viewing across the year to put together the final program of around 200 films that we screen in Bondi, followed by our highlights, you know, our best of the best that go on tour. This will be our 29th year in Perth this year,
which is
quite a record, I reckon.
I reckon that's great.
For bringing short films over to the West. And, of course, each year we also celebrate some incredible WA talent as well that has been featured in Flickerfest in Bondi that we get to share from our Best of Australian Shorts competition. There's incredible shorts from across Europe in our Best of EU competition, including Oscar nominees, etc. And then, of course, just for fun, we have a delightful comedy program. So it's really three nights of the best of the best of Flickerfest under the stars in the gorgeous Camelot Art Deco cinema. It's always really great fun.
And I can imagine over the many years, 29 years in WA, there wouldn't have been too many nights of bad weather that's put the kibosh on Flickerfest.
There has been. I remember a couple, and I've been there many, many years.
But not many.
I do remember having to buy a coat once today.
Bronwyn, I haven't worn a beanie in 5 years, so I can't imagine that.
It was a very cold year, one year, very unseasonally cold. And then one year we had a really bad storm. But, hey, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That was about 3 years ago now. I remember that storm distinctly, mm-hmm. a really big electrical storm that wreaked a bit of havoc in Perth around the Flickerfest dates.
The forecast is fine this weekend. And
I'm very happy to hear.
Bronwyn, not that we're competitive, but how does WA compare to other states in terms of output?
Well, you know, always fantastic productions coming out of WA. And, of course, having such a long relationship with WA filmmakers, I mean, it's my 26th year of Flickerfest. And as I mentioned, the 29th year of the festival being at the Camelot Outdoor, in fact, our oldest touring venue in Australia. So a great deal of affection for our tour to Perth, that's for sure. But, yeah, always incredible storytelling. You know, really, really impressed with the level of creativity, with the talent, with the WA directors. And again, tomorrow night in Perth at Camelot, we'll be screening three fabulous shorts and a film that wasn't made in WA but does star incredible Noongar actor Trevor Jamieson, who just, you know, shines in this film. He's in every scene. He's executive produced it. So we're considering that film a WA film as well, considering Trevor's exceptional talent and involvement with the Fritz, with the screening as well.
Now, how do you define a short film? Is there a number of minutes before it's a cut-off?
Well, for us, it's anything under 30 minutes, but realistically, most of the Flickerfest films are between 10 and 15 minutes. So, you know, it has to be pretty outstanding to crack that being in Flickerfest at the 30-minute mark. So we try to fit as many films in as we can, diversity, different genres of storytelling, all of that kind of stuff's important for us. I mean, we're Academy qualifying for both live action and animation, so there's always some fabulous animations as well in the mix at Flickerfest. So, yeah, it's a real range, but, you know, anything from, I think, 5 minutes up to 20 minutes is kind of the range of durations that will be in the Flickerfest program in Perth this year.
I know you've seen a gazillion, technically correct phrase, films over the years. Have there been many short films that you've seen that have gone on to be developed into feature films?
Look, there's been quite a few, actually. And, in fact, Warwick Thornton, who's gorgeous little film Nana about 15 years ago went on to become Samson and Delilah.
Wow.
David Michaud's Crossbow short film went on to be Animal Kingdom. I'm sure there's many more, but they're just the ones that come immediately to mind for me. So often, you know, filmmakers will play with characters. They'll go, you know, is that Nana character going to work in my feature film? Or what about that lawyer character in Crossbow? How's that going to work for me? Or, you know, so it's kind of a way to test your characters on the screen, I guess, develop your concept.
And there's a great...
out whether it's working, your story.
Yeah, the great discipline required to make something, a short film, as much as there is a feature film. You have to get your story nutted out and not waste 1 second of film.
Absolutely. And, you know, you want to immediately engage people with your characters. You want to take them on that journey. And, you know, there's a real art to making a great short film. So, you know, that needs to be celebrated within itself. It's not always a stepping stone to a feature. You know, I think a short film is really within itself a terrific art form that really only accomplished filmmakers can really achieve great things in the short film form.
It's also often a case of actors that we will see on the big screen many years in the future. It's a chance for them to develop their acting chops too, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's for everyone. It's the cinematographers, it's the editors, it's the composers, it's the actors, production designers, just all of those up-and-coming and very talented people that make a film come together. And then film is very much a team effort. And, you know, all of those areas are required to make a great film and the teamwork from all of those areas. And, yes, meeting your teams, connecting with those teams, going on to work with people that you work with for years to come, all of that is a really important part about what the short film industry delivers.
Well, I really enjoy short films. Often think that it's because my attention span is decreasing over time, but it can get in and be moved in a matter of minutes and really enjoy something that will stay with you. I don't know how many films you've seen. I look forward to talking to you again this time next year after another couple of thousand, Bronwyn.
Absolutely. Well, if we times it by years, I'd say it's probably at least 20,000 plus by now, Danae. But I'm still loving it, so that's good.
That is very good. I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you, Bronwyn.
Thank you, Danae.
Bronwyn Kidd is the Flickerfest Festival Director. It's at Camelot this weekend. Check out the website for more details.